TED Audio Collective.
It seems like every Friday, my last Zoom meeting goes something like this. Hey, how are you? Response, I need a vacation. And sometimes it's me saying this, other times it's coming from the other person. And here's the reality, I'm not commuting. I have fewer distractions. I'm working from the comfort of my own home, yoga mat next door in case I need to stretch. And yet, at the end of most days, I'm exhausted and I feel like a zombie. And I know I'm not alone. Over the past few months, millions have adjusted their work routines. We're not just humans connecting across the table, but we're these small little boxes on a screen. And for some of us, this will last long after the pandemic. So how do we keep it from burning us out? Welcome to the TED Business Podcast. I'm Madhupa Akinola. And today we're going to hear from Maura Ahrens Mealy, an internet marketer who's also an expert at hiding from people. She hosts a podcast for Harvard Business Review called The Anxious Achiever and wrote a book titled Hiding in the Bathroom, How to Get Out There When You'd Rather Stay at Home. You would think that working from home would be Maura's dream as an introvert.
You're in your own home, hidden behind a computer, possibly in your pajamas.
But she says that's not exactly right.
The truth is, for many introverts, remote work is kind of a nightmare.
In this talk from TED's video series, The Way We Work, Maura offers introverts guidance on how to survive in a virtual work life. After the talk, I'll help you identify which of your coworkers are introverts or extroverts. The answer isn't as clear-cut as you might think. Okay, back to Maura after a quick break.
Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Summarize with AI in a click.
Click, 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 click.
Writer's block. Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
Canva.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Are you driving your car or doing laundry right now? Podcasts go best when they're bundled with another activity. Like Progressive home and auto policies. They're best when they're bundled too. Having these two policies together makes insurance easier and could help you save. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. Quote a home and car bundle today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
This show is brought to you by Schwab. With Schwab investing themes, it's easy to invest in ideas you believe in, like artificial intelligence, big data, robotic revolution, and more. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy as is or customize the stocks in a theme to fit your goals. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing.
Hi, I'm Frances Fry.
And I'm Ann Morris.
And we are the hosts of a new TED podcast called Fixable.
We've helped leaders at some of the world's most competitive companies solve all kinds of problems.
On our show, we'll pull back the curtain and give you the type of honest, unfiltered advice we usually reserve for top executives.
Maybe you have a coworker with boundary issues, or you want to know how to inspire and motivate your team.
Give us a call, and we'll help you solve the problems you're stuck on.
Find Fixable wherever you listen.
Now that the pandemic has chased many of us out of our offices, we're chafing under the new remote rules of work. Too much screen time, a lack of boundaries between work and home, endless video calls. The same things that make remote work difficult for introverts make it difficult for everyone. Far and away, the worst part of remote work is video calls. Being on camera is a performance. Thoughtless scheduling can mean you're basically on stage performing for 8 hours a day. There are none of the nuanced cues that help you read a room. Staring at disembodied heads on a screen offers only a pale imitation of real human connection. Social anxiety only makes this worse. When you have a camera in your face, that can really trigger your social anxiety. It takes energy to be on. So the key to managing remote work is to protect your energy. First, pay attention to ritual and routine. As much as we hated our commutes, they were a ritual that created a boundary between work and home, and we need that. For many of us, those little breaks that we would build into the workday, going to get a cup of coffee or a chat with a coworker, those are gone too. For me, those rituals are when I gather my energy, assume my work character, and get into the right headspace to dive in. So how can you recreate those breaks and boundaries at home? The key is to be intentional. It could be music or lighting, a pep talk with a friend. You could take a walk around the block at a certain time of day, or even a breathing or stretching routine before you sit. Whatever it takes for you to delineate the transition between work and home. Second, we need to manage our pace, place, and space. You can think of pacing as managing the interactions that tax your energy versus those that recharge you. You could schedule fewer video conferences because remember, those are performances. You could schedule downtime or recharge time after performances. Oprah does this, as do many introverted performers and CEOs. You could consider the time of day. Think about when you can typically summon the energy to be on and save other times for quiet work. For place, use your workspace to help you enforce good boundaries. Even if your desk is in your kitchen, make it feel like a workplace. For space, build in some alone time every day. And this includes time away from your kids. It's really key to avoiding burnout. Finally, if you're a manager, you have a special role to play. To help employees protect their pace, place, and space, manage the room during video calls. Even remotely, chatty extroverts tend to dominate. To create a space where everyone can be heard, structure agendas, assign presentation roles, and minimize brainstorming. Brainstorming can trigger social anxiety and it can freeze up introverts. Instead, create a shared space where people can write their ideas before a brainstorming session. Favor audio over video calls. Research shows that we actually communicate more emotion and nuance via audio alone. Try asynchronous communication for more complicated or provocative one-on-ones. You can steal this idea from author Robert Glaser. Record a voice memo or a video on your phone explaining your perspective and send it to a colleague. And that way they can respond and react in their own time. Along with a lot of challenges now, we have an opportunity. Remote work is here to stay. So don't just transfer old habits and old company culture to remote work. Build something better. To get started, ask the introverts in your office what their ideal day looks like and take your cue from there.
Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until
that presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case
unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com, designed for work.
Support for TED Business comes from Odoo. What's Odoo? Well, Odoo is an all-in-one management software with apps for every business need. Odoo has apps for CRM, accounting, sales, HR, inventory, manufacturing, and everything in between. And they're all in one easy-to-use software. And the best part about Odoo? All Odoo apps are integrated, helping you get things done faster and more efficiently. So when you think about business, think Odoo. To learn more, visit odoo.com/tedbusiness. That's odoo.com/tedbusiness. Build something better, Maura says. And for all my complaining about needing a vacation every Friday, I agree there could be something good hiding in this remote life. Want to shower at 3 p.m.? Go ahead. Want to digest your lunch properly by watching some Netflix on your couch? What's holding you back? Many of our workplace expectations are gone, marching in sync in our business casual, waiting for our elevator to come and listening to terrible music, being physically tied to our desks in that open office layout, standing in long coffee lines, which means we get to choose new habits that work for ourselves and for our colleagues. And knowing who is introverted and extroverted can help with that. Which of your colleagues gets excited by a surprise phone call from someone just checking in? And who needs some recovery time after a meeting? Because when we know what the people around us need, we can give it to them. But before you assume who's introverted or extroverted, consider this. About 2/3 of us don't identify strongly with either. Many of us are ambiverts. These are people who fall somewhere in the middle of the introversion-extroversion spectrum. According to research by organizational psychologist Adam Grant, ambiverts discern whether they should listen or talk. Sometimes they're more comfortable alone, other times they prefer social situations. Ambiverts change their approach to fit the situation. So ask your colleagues what gives them energy and pay attention to your own. This will help you create remote work routines that, as Maura says, protect that precious energy. Thanks for tuning in. If you want to hear more from Maura, check out the Anxious Achiever podcast from Harvard Business Review. I'm Madhu Bakanola. Kim Naderfane-Peterza is our producer. The show is mixed by Dan DeZula, and special thanks to Colin Helms, Michelle Quint, Angela Chang, Corey Hagem, and Anna Phelan. Talk to you again next week.